Well, my name is Vahe Heboyan, and I'm a consultant at the IIS support branch at the CDC, and along with my colleagues, Janet Kelly and Bobby Rasulnia, will be talking about how data from the annual report can be used to enhance the understanding of IIS performance and some data quality issues. The objectives are to examine the relationships between IIS-AR measures to understand data quality issues that face IIS, discuss the extent the data can be used for making some inferences, and also determine if findings can offer some ideas about future evaluation studies. Our data source is the 2008 IIS annual report, and as most of you know, it's a survey of the 64 grantees in 50 states, 5 cities, the District of Columbia, and 8 island territories that received the funding under the Public Health Service Act. And the data is collecting using a self-administered internet-based questionnaire, and since it is a self-reported data, as part of the limitations, it might contain some reporting bias. In the 2008 annual report contains 88 measures. However, due to time limitations and also specific objectives that we have, we are only focusing on a couple of measures that help to better understand data quality issues that the IIS community faces. And we have used the data for 51 IIS in the analysis. The island territories and non-reporting grantees were not included in this particular analysis. What we did, we have cross-examined the and analyze select IIS measures that are reported in the annual report with a goal to identify existence of relationships between different measures, make comparative assessment of IIS measures for certain grantee groups, and to assess data quality issues, some gaps, and also the challenges that they are facing, and at the end understand the extent performance in one IIS measure may be used to characterize performance in another area. So we, as I mentioned, we have focused on a couple of measures due to a couple of time limitations, also the specific focus. And we are starting with focusing on the MVAC core data elements. And as all of you know, they are the crucial piece of information that have vital implications for on data exchanges, the duplication process, reminder recall, and such. So understanding the factors that help to assess the effect that affect the completeness of these elements becomes very important. And for this very purpose, in the next couple of slides, we'll be looking at the core data elements with an aim at utilizing the data that is available available at the annual report to understand the completeness of these elements. And what we want to do is to look at the data and see if the data that is available to the annual report can be used, or would it suggest the substantial differences in core data element completeness based on grantee groups or the initial data source. On this particular graph, the core data element completeness for IIS, and with more than 80% less than 6 years old child participation is shown in the green. Hopefully you can see it. And there in the red, we are showing the core data element completeness for IISs that have less than 80% child participation rate. And as you can see, on the horizontal axis are the core data elements, starting from the patient's first name all the way to patient status. And on vertical, we are measuring the percentage field that is populated. As you can see from the chart, data suggests that basically there is no substantial difference for the data core data element completeness for this two groups based on their grant IIS child participation performance. What we have also done, we have also looked at the child participation subcategories, namely 0 to 33%, 34 to 66, 67 to 94, and 95 to 100, to try to see if there might be some kind of a substantial difference in some of the fields or all of the fields. However, similar patterns, similar to the one on the board right now, have emerged that suggest that child participation does not impact the completeness of the core data elements through the data that is available, was available to us. To further assess the MVAG core data element completeness, we also looked at the IIS based on their initial data source. Just a quick kind of overview, like population-based IIS are established their newborn records by the birth data from the birth records, such as the vital records, birthing hospitals, prenatal or newborn screening programs, and so on. And currently, 82% or 42 grantees are population-based. So on this graph, the core data element completeness for population-based IIS is shown in green, and should be shown the same. And the red illustrates the core data element completeness for non-population-based IIS. As we can see for several core data elements, these two groups of IIS do exhibit substantial differences in their completeness, and they are shown in the blue ovals. And can we, based on these results, we can make we can conclude that there is a potential for increasing the completeness of core data elements by exploring the possibility of populating the IIS by birth data. However, and you can see even for those grant IIS that are population-based, the ones in green, for certain core data element fields, they still face substantial challenges in fully populating them. So it becomes very important to understand the factors that contribute towards fully populating these fields. Even though the previous slides were focusing on the national level data, so which basically suggested that the child participation did not show substantial differences in core data element completeness, we have also decided to look at the individual core data elements with the hypothesis that the IIS with higher child participation may have higher core data element completeness. This comes from the looking at the individual IIS and for a particular core data element. On this chart, on the top graph, less than 6 years old child participation is shown in the green, and for the IIS with more than 80% participation rate, and the completeness of mother's first name is shown in red. Mother's last name, I'm sorry. And also the same is illustrated on the lower graph for the IIS that have less than 80% child participation rate. On both graphs, we have ordered the IIS according to the ascending child participation rate. As you can see here also that even when we look at the IIS for a particular core data element, in this case the mother's last name, there is no distinct pattern that suggests that achieving high child participation rates will translate into completeness of the, in this case, the mother's last name in IIS. And what we did, we looked at the other core data elements also in a similar fashion, and namely the mother's first name, the mother's maiden name, vaccine lot number, vaccine manufacturer, race, ethnicity, and birth state to try to see if there will be another pattern. However, a similar pattern has emerged for those as well. So to summarize, based on our analysis, we conclude that there is no substantial difference in core data completeness associated with higher child participation in IIS. And this is true at the national aggregate level, as well as when looking at the individual core data elements for all IIS. However, the IIS populated by birth data may lead to higher populated core data in IIS, as it was shown on the in one of our analyses. Analysis showed that regardless of child participation level and the initial data source, systematic challenges do exist for all IIS. For example, several IIS in there, when answering to the annual report questions, indicated that that low populated fields is not being required of providers as one of the primary reasons for fields not being fully populated. So in the next slide, we are assessing the effect of the birth records on timeliness of establishing an IIS record. Again, these are the measures that we took from the annual report. And All of us know that the establishment of a newborn record is in a timely manner is an important for data exchanges, immunization assessment, especially in the early weeks and months, and also to conduct timely reminder recall. The top graph illustrates the timeliness of establishing a newborn record in IIS for those that are population-based or populated by birth data. And as you can see, currently 82% of the IIS, or 42 of them, are population-based. And timeliness in annual report is defined as being able to establish the IIS record, newborn IIS record, within the 6 weeks of the birth. As it can be seen on the top graph, the majority of IIS, or 57% of them, establish their records, 90 to 100% of their newborn records within the recommended 6 week period. On average, the IIS in this group established record within 5 weeks, with 81% of them within the recommended 6 week period. On the lower graph, we are looking at the non-population-based IIS, and here for this particular group, it takes in average 27 weeks to establish a newborn record, with only 38% established within the recommended 6 weeks. So as you can see, populating IIS by the birth data, or being a population-based IIS, substantially increases the timeliness of establishing the record and making sure that most of the records are within the recommended time range. However, as you can see on both lower and the upper graph, both groups still have some challenges in fully becoming populating their IIS in a timely manner, and that those are like the tiny bumps even for the population-based IIS. The next thing what we did, we looked at the contributing factors in series completeness in IIS, and we looked at the complete vaccine series rates, and to try to understand whether or not the ISAR data can be used to understand where the missing dose comes from and make some inferences. The annual report data suggests, 2008 annual report data suggests that 18 and 16% of 19 to 35 months old children in the IIS are missing just one dose from being up to date on 43133 and 43131 vaccine series respectively. So you can see that just that making sure that one dose is captured would significantly increase the up-to-date status in the IIS. These slides attempts to assess the factors that define the vaccine series completeness in IIS. On the graph, the completeness, vaccine series completeness for 43133 is shown in the black color, and for 43131 in a red. And they're almost identical, and the reason, which basically suggests that the last one, which is the varicella, does not appear to be the primary source of the missing dose among all IIS. And we also wanted to see if we can, in a similar manner, look at the other antigens. However, the annual report data did not permit us to examine the series completeness or other antigens, but the data that is available at the individual IIS level is rich enough to enable to identify the missing doses and thus develop the targeted interventions to make sure that the kids are up to date on the vaccine series. There are also other studies that have been done, and also this morning there was another study that referenced that the fourth dose DTaP is one of the primary reasons that kids are not up to date on their series completeness. So as you can see, ISAR data is pretty useful in making some preliminary assessments of what's going on in the IIS at national level, or even in some cases at the individual, and then IIS, and then when you go and utilize the individual IIS data, that becomes much more useful. For within the scope of this study, based on the analysis, we developed also some next steps that can be taken. In terms of the core data element, the design evaluation studies that specially identify factors that affect core data element incompleteness will be very helpful, and standardize the guidance and baseline measures for core data elements at the national level. to address barriers to timely establishment of the birth record is also very important and can be carried out. And conducting the immunization assessment, one can identify and develop strategies that captures the missing doses and thus developing targeted interventions that increase the vaccine series completeness in IIS. And this ends the analysis that we have conducted. And a couple of resources, most of you are aware that the annual report data, the historical annual report data from 2004 to 2008 is available in the CDC website, the second bullet in our data query tool that allows you to download the data, historical data for multiple multiple IIS. Also, our publication database, if you haven't used it, please do so. Hosts all the publications known to us that are utilizing IIS data, IIS at the individual level or the annual report data in conducting evaluation of research studies. So, thank you very much.
Questions?
I have a question about the significance of populating with birth records in states where participation is not mandated. So you for instance, in California, we do have birth records in the registry, but those are empty. So until that there's a connection made with a provider, you don't have anything real. So, I mean, you're sort of comparing apples to oranges in my limited statistical view when you're talking about, the time of establishing records when you're populating with birth records and then you're, establishing a record. So if you've got you can have all the birth records you want, but if they don't connect with a participating provider, then you haven't got anything.
Well, I think I forgot to mention at the beginning that I'm going to defer the toughest question to the co-authors on this study.
Absolutely.
So Janet Kelly will be taking that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very good question. And if you look at that slide, it showed with the population that was 81%. And so there are challenges at the 20% and even lower. And that's probably a good example of why it's not at 100%, because you are receiving the birth records. But since they're not assigned to, because there's nothing in it, it has to have a shot provider, then it's not valid at that point in time. So that's probably in that slide and in that those two humps that Vahi was talking about.
Thanks, Janet.
Today at noon, we had an ad hoc meeting of the ERA IIS Performance Improvement Work Group or Committee. And we are working from primarily a group of standards that were developed by the work group and which are coordinated sort of with the NVAC core data elements. And we had a discussion about the metrics that might be used by IISs to look at the quality of their registry, which is very similar to the kinds of studies that you indicated here. And so I think that the group was very interested in looking further into a kind of looking at the IISAR questions and the establishment of metrics for this performance improvement project. So we'd be very interested in working a little more closely with some of that data with you as we develop this performance assessment tool. And there's about, Ruth? About 10 grantees participating in this effort at this time, so it would have a widespread effect.
Sure, I think that's a great point. And about 2 months ago, we began the ISAR Standardization Committee to address some of these issues that you're talking about. So perhaps we can talk and see how we can collaborate further beyond what the committee is doing to address some of these matrix and baselines for the next 10 years. Any other questions?
Hi, I'm Lisa Rasmussen, and I'm from Arizona. And I got a couple of questions about the 2009 IISAR.
Of course.
And since we're talking about comparing apples and oranges, I was looking at the questions for the adult and the adolescent capture. And because there's a logic difference between last year and this year, we're finding a large increase or decrease in some of the information. Can you kind of address that and how you're going to look at that for standards and for comparisons for future and, you know, putting that into the data set?
Sure. I think what the last couple of years has been for us when it comes to collecting data for adolescents and adults in the annual report is to test out the questions and see the value of how we're asking it, also how we're addressing some of the logic guidance. So far, we haven't really seen a good way of addressing the questions or seeing any measurable trends that we want to look at. So the standardization committee is addressing tightening up that logic guidance in the next 3 months or so, which doesn't impact your 2009 one. You just report what you have and we'll take a look at it. But starting 2010, you're going to see much more tightened guidelines for the adolescent and adult questions. But at this point, I really can't give you any more than that. And we can talk individually, too, if you have specific questions after this.
Well, I thought that was two great presentations. I think it's, as I said earlier, as people start asking for our information, it's our responsibility to make sure, like through MIRO, that the data quality is at a certain level. And with the AR, monitoring our progress and how well we're doing, having some metrics that we can then quantify to our users. So I want to thank the presenters for the job well done.